Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Cairns, you wouldn't believe it's already been a crazy morning.
I wouldn't believe that. It's been pretty chill here.
I have not seen a buck at the end of my street, as was the case like yesterday. But
sure.
What I did see, I don't know, a couple of different computers in multiple studios are running real slow. So it's like you click. We have a lot of clicking and dragging and things we do. And so that seems, you know, it's studio-wide.
Sure.
I guess that's the biggest thing.
That's one of those things. You know, something like that shouldn't be as frustrating as it is.
But yeah.
Man, that sure can be. It's like, why can't I get that little picture to move four inches?
And yep. Yeah, it is. And it's just like, well, when you're functional to try to keep, you know, the audience, which is stretching, you know, north, south, east, and west, informed, entertained, and inspired, then it puts, as I've referred to it, a hitch in your giddy up. So,
yep, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. Also, you know, our friend Ed, who we meet with most Saturday mornings for breakfast, Ed Ramsey.
Yep.
He talks about, I think he quotes Pablo DeSalle and talks about being human. And I was human yesterday because I had a 12:30 appointment that I'd thought about. Now, you got your Google calendar. Some people, I still can use an older calendar sometimes, at least. But the fact is like, and then I got busy with my day and blanked it out and thanked God for a text 10 minutes late that said, "Are you coming?" So,
Did you make it?
Yeah, I was able to do an interview, actually. Right. So, but does that ever happen to you? I mean, you have those things where you try to somehow appeal and like my humanity got in the way.
Of course. You know, I think that is, you know, I've had that actually a couple of times where I've, I showed up once on the wrong day for a flight. Showed up the following day. When you and I were in Houston, I booked the flight for the wrong day. And I feel very vulnerable and ashamed in times when I do that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it's good for us to humanize that and say, you know what, we do make mistakes and to move on with it.
Mm-hmm. I had some other things I was going to bring up as well, but they are set to the side by the fact that Tony Campolo has passed at the age of 89.
Right. Yeah, that was a big deal. I saw that this morning. Huge figurehead in evangelicalism. Definitely one of the more progressive thinkers over the years. He spoke at Northwestern College when I was there back in the 90s. Great guy.
I know I had a chance to interview him on one or I believe more than one occasion, and I'd be interested to try to dig back in the archives regarding that. And it's interesting because even as the cabinet appointments continue to flow, Dr. Oz was recommended for Medicare, Medicaid. He'll work in under the direction potentially of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but in HHS. But I had a chance to interview him, too. So, you know, it kind of comes to your attention. Sean Duffy, I certainly know. So I was in a parade with him years ago in Chippewa Falls, so pure water days.
Yeah, but you've spoken with a number of people that make me a little bit jealous.
And not as much lately. So Tony Campolo, I'm looking at the Christianity Today story. I mean, he was a passionate man. He was a passionate Italian Christian, but he was passionate, and I loved his heart for trying to wake up evangelicals to care for the poor as part of the gospel, you know?
Yeah. That was a drumbeat that he did regularly, right?
It sure was, yeah. So, you know, try to read and think. In fact, we have a book on our dining room table at home that is co-authored by Tony Campolo. So. All right, let's do Matthew 26, 20 to 22.
That says, when it was evening, Jesus sat down at the table with the 12. While they were eating, he said, "I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me." Greatly distressed, each one asked in turn, "Am I the one, Lord?"
And you say in Letters to the Beloved, later as the sun was setting, they all gathered and reclined together around the table. They were eating dinner, and Jesus said to them, "One of you is going to betray me." Again, they were shaken to their core and filled with sadness. They could not understand how someone from this tight group of friends could betray Jesus, their leader and teacher. They each asked, "Is it me?" And then you go on to say, the thought of betraying their Lord was appalling, yet they also had enough self-awareness to know that they were not perfect. They knew that as sinners, great evil remained possible. Beloved, be self-aware enough to realize that apart from my son, evil can take a firm hold, and you may do unimaginable things. Always turn back to him. Final thought.
Yeah, that question that they ask, am I the one, Lord? You know, and I'm like, would I be the one to say that? I think too often we have this idea that we've got it together. Maybe. I mean, I don't usually feel like I have it together. But, you know, I think there's this idea of, you know, my faith is solid. But these guys were like, hey, you know what? Boy, am I the one messing up?
It's funny. You say that you don't have it together, but a lot of, you know, other people on the outside may feel that you have it together.
Yeah.
Win It Wednesday and the Whip Wake Up Show. We continue on with from Tuesday Trivia.
Indeed, and we've got a great prize for you. How about a free value basket from Culver's and a free medium concrete mixer from Culver's, all courtesy of your local Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. The number to dial, 715-723-2555. The question, Americans spend over $700 million a year on what? Americans spend over $700 million annually on this. 715-723-2555. If you have a guess for us, Win It Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show, let's go right here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Wyatt from Conrad, Wisconsin.
All right, Wyatt from Conrad.
Would it be donuts?
Would it be donuts? I mean, I think a worthy expenditure, absolutely. Would it be donuts, Wyatt? Not donuts. Call us back, bud. 715-723-2555. Let's jump over here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Tammy, go ahead.
Is it gasoline?
Is it gasoline? Do we spend $700 million a year annually on gasoline, Halvo?
Sorry.
Not gasoline. Thank you for the call from Wausau, 94.3 FM. Phone lines lit up. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Xavier from Tony.
Xavier, what do you think?
Is it haircuts?
Is it haircuts? Okay, sure. See where you're going with that. $700 million a year on haircuts. Xavier?
Sorry, no. Xavier.
But say hi to Jim Leonard if you see him.
Yeah.
715-723.
Maybe home for Thanksgiving. You never know.
I hope so. 715-723-2555 for a free value basket from Culver's and a free medium concrete mixer. Americans spend over $700 million a year on what? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning. Are you with us?
Yeah. My name's Wyatt from Conrad.
All right, Wyatt, go ahead.
He's determined.
Candy?
Is it candy? Wyatt, is it candy? $700 million.
Yeah, donuts earlier. Could it be candy?
We do have a sweet tooth in this country. Not what we're looking for. Thank you, Wyatt. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air. The Whip Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havel. Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aiden from Mondovi.
Aiden, go ahead.
Turkey.
Is it turkey?
Just ahead of Thanksgiving.
Fitting going into the Thanksgiving holiday. Is it turkey? $700 million a year on turkey? It's not turkey. 715-723-2555. Keep those calls coming. Otherwise, we'll have to give you a clue coming up after 745. But let's see. Maybe we can solve it here. We've got time for a few more. Americans spend over $700 million a year on what? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Halloween costumes on their pets.
Halloween costumes on their pets. And what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chad.
Chad, where are you from?
Prairie Farm.
Chad from Prairie Farm? Nope, not what we're looking for, Chad. Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this fine Win It Wednesday?
Good morning, Caleb. It's Linda from Chippewa.
Hey, Linda, what do you think?
On possible wrapping paper for gifting for Christmas?
Oh, sure. Just on the wrapping paper. And honestly, that's not as cheap as it used to be. Is it wrapping paper, Linda? It's not. I think we've got time for a couple more, Halvo.
All right.
All right, 715-723-2555. Otherwise, we push this off about 20 minutes and come back with a clue on a Win It Wednesday for some Culver's goodies. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Xavier from Tony.
Xavier, go ahead.
Is it restaurant tips?
Is it restaurant tips? Ah. Okay, just the tips, yeah.
That's what we're doing next month in the kindness jar.
Yeah. Is it the tips for eating out? Xavier, great guess. Clever guess, but not what we're looking for. One call left before we'll have to push this off 20 minutes and come back with a clue. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Valerie from Eau Claire.
Valerie, what do you think?
Tickets to sporting events.
Tickets to sporting events. Man, there's a lot that I would like to attend coming up this winter, that's for sure. Is it tickets to sporting events? Halvo, did we get a winner right here, right now?
We did not.
Thank you, Valerie. All right, folks, we are going to think about this, come up with a clue. Halvo has some pretty good ideas for a clue, so we're going to work on that and come back after 7:45, which means you got to keep it right here on WWIB, where we are family.
The WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday on this November 20th, and a chance to win a terrific meal from Culver's, deluxe regular value basket, and a terrific medium concrete mixer. If you can answer our question at 723-2555, it's stumped people for a couple of days now, Caleb.
Yes, the question is, Americans spend over $700 million annually on this. Americans spend over $700 million a year on what? We have a clue for you, and then call 715-723-2555.
Yeah, you finally deserve a clue. This is it. It is largely used outside. Overwhelmingly, this item is used outside.
Yeah, almost always. Maybe not exclusive, but almost always. Almost always used outside. Americans spend over $700 million a year on what? And almost always used outside. 715-723-2555. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Tammy's trying hard. Go ahead, Tammy.
Is it tent?
Is it tents? Is it tents? Tammy?
Sorry, Tammy.
It's not. Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda, again, from Chippewa. Good morning.
All right.
Good morning, Linda. Go ahead.
Christmas lights.
Christmas lights. Okay, sure. Used outside. Is it Christmas lights?
No.
Not Christmas lights. I feel like the buzzer's really harsh after someone says something like joyful, like Christmas lights, and then it's like, no.
But, you know, I have to say, I'm walking the dogs last night, though, and it gets dark so early. I appreciate people who already have their Christmas lights up.
I'm a little behind getting those.
Yeah, we don't have ours up yet either. Up,
but working on that. Good morning, WWIB Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Wyatt from Conrath, Wisconsin.
You are determined. You're a model of persistence today.
What do you think, Wyatt?
Is it boats?
Is it boats?
Great guess.
$700 million a year on boats.
Not it, though.
Not boats. Thank you, Wyatt. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Betty from Ladysmith.
Hi, Betty.
Hi. Would it be sunscreen?
Would it be sunscreen? That's Betty?
Overwhelmingly used outside, but not it.
Not sunscreen. Good guess, though. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What is your name and where are you calling from on this fine, looks like sunshine-filled Win It Wednesday?
Mary from Alma Center.
Hey, Mary. What do you think?
Barbecue grill.
Oh, sure. Give the barbecue grill. Halvo, do we have a winner?
We don't.
Thank you, Mary. 715-723-2555.
Well, since we gave our hint, we've had tents, Christmas lights, boats, sunscreen, and grills. Good guesses, but not it.
Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on WWIB?
Dale from Rice Lake.
Hey, Dale. What do you think, friend?
Outdoor swimming pool.
Outdoor swimming pool.
Those are nice to have on a hot day, but...
Absolutely.
It's not it.
Thank you, Dale. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Roxy from Ojibwa. I'm going to say bug spray.
Bug spray. We've had sunscreen guest. Is it bug spray?
Sorry.
Not bug spray. Let's see if we can get through three more here, unless we get a winner beforehand. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Pam Bissell from Bruce.
Pam from Bruce. Go ahead.
Yes. Is it ice fishing?
Is it ice fishing? Paraphernalia and such for ice fishing getting toward that time of year. Maybe even more so than last year when it was pretty warm.
Not ice
fishing. Thank you. Bruce, Red Raiders, I believe. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Gloria from Barron.
Hey, Gloria, what do you think?
No removal.
We've had a lot of guesses over 2 days to one trivia question to win the prize that's in my hands right now. A chance to go to Culver's, enjoy that terrific value basket, a deluxe regular value basket. Plus, we're adding in a medium concrete mixer, but they got to answer the question, Caleb.
Yes, so Tuesday trivia now, win it Wednesday, 715-723-2555. Americans spend over $700 million a year on this. On what? Americans spend over $700 million annually on what? We've told you, think outside. Uh-huh. Almost always used outside. Almost always, Americans spend over $700 million annually on this. Another clue now.
And the second clue is that it is related to sports.
All right, sports related, outside, outdoors. Americans spend over $700 million a year on it. What is it? For a Culver's value basket and a Culver's concrete mixer, courtesy of your Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Beth from Eau Claire.
Hey, Beth, what do you think?
Golf.
Is it golf? We're going to need...
Can you be more specific?
More specific, yeah.
Golf balls.
Golf balls.
Golf balls. That seems crazy.
That's a good guess. $700
million a year on golf balls?
Could that be it?
Yes, you're right.
You're the winner. You're going to Culver's.
Thank you.
Beth is... What gave it away? Golf ball, $700 million
a year. All we said was sports.
You still with us, Beth? Oh, well, we lost her. All right. The world will never know.
Maybe she's running throughout the house celebrating. The WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday, WWIB. Congratulations to Beth, who correctly guessed that more than $700 million a year spent on golf balls earlier this hour. So she wins those goodies from Culver's. But got some... fake Elon Musk stories we want to set you straight on here.
Again, celebrity status right with Elon Musk and, of course, affiliated with President-elect Trump and all these different things. So he's at the forefront all the time, uh-huh. It seems like. People are talking about this guy a lot, the technology, etc. And so that leads to some pretty crazy rumors and hoaxes.
Yeah, a lot of them. So the website Lifehacker setting the record straight on letting us know these following stories... are false. For instance, Elon Musk did not buy Ford.
No, he didn't do that. Elon Musk did not reunite a long-lost girl on a bus with her mother and buy them a house.
No, Elon
Seems
Musk...
like something Mr. Beast might do, actually.
Yeah, there you go. Elon Musk is not buying CNN.
Elon Musk did not, quote, storm a small town to help a bully teenager.
Elon Musk did not buy McDonald's.
Again, some fake stories that might be out there, not true. Elon Musk did not ban Stephen King from Twitter for a comment the writer made about him. However, King did announce in mid-November that he wasn't going to be on Twitter anymore. Uh-huh. So,
Elon, I get all of these. Elon Musk did not buy Disney World.
And also, Elon Musk has not, in fact, developed robots to carry human babies. So if you hear any of those around the Thanksgiving dinner table, you'll be like, hey, fact check, those are actually false.
I heard it on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo.